Four players, all with a single goal, to master a mechanical marvel. Will someone be a £10,000 boss today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Ross, a police intelligence officer from Cheshire.
I'm Barbara, a retired recruitment manager from West Sussex.
I'm Diane, a marketing executive from Milton Keynes.
I'm Nigel, a house husband from Bristol.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. Also nestled in our machine, we have two double counters. Now, if one of those falls for you, it'll double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with absolutely nothing. So do keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Mm-hmm. Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. A small part of a problem, the total size of which is really much greater, is known as the tip of the what? Nigel.
Iceberg.
Yes, it is, Nigel. Absolutely. So, the first choice is yours. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please, Ben.
Where
I think.
Are you going to go?
I'll go for drop zone 4, please.
All right then. Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. Let's see what she's got, Nigel, with your first drop of the game.
Oh, that was quick, wasn't it?
It was. Rapid drop, that one.
Hope so.
Can we get something out?
Oh, oh wow. Look at that.
Get in.
Oh,
get
wow.
in indeed,
get
Nigel.
In.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great start. Six counters with the first drop into the machine. That very rarely happens. £300. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. £300 with two counters left to play.
Excellent.
Great start.
Thank you.
Next question. In September 2014, which Hollywood actor married British lawyer Amal... Diane?
George Clooney.
Amal Alamuddin in a ceremony in Italy. It was George Clooney, Diane.
Well
yes.
Done. Well done.
Do you want to play or pass?
Play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone 2, please.
We'll have drop zone 2 for Diane, please. Right-hand side of that drop zone.
Flat. Oh.
What do you think, Dan?
Something. Hope we get some.
Yes.
Yes.
Could be nice.
Oh, we need a big push, big push.
Ah! Oh, no.
Just the one, I'm afraid. One across the tipping point.
Better than nothing.
It is better than nothing. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £50 with two counters left to play, and there's a lot ready to drop for somebody. Next question. What type of animal has fetlocks, coronets? Nigel.
Horses.
And withers, yes, horses. That's the right answer. Nigel, do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please, Ben,
Where
I think.
Are you
drop zone 2, please.
Light up drop zone 2.
Oh, wrong side, probably.
Right.
Wrong
side,
but I might
get
a bit of movement across.
Oh, there we go. Might, yeah.
Might be enough to just tip it over.
Oh,
there you go, Nigel.
Oh, my words.
Eight across the tipping point right there. That's £400 with your second drop. It's like a masterclass. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Nigel, that puts you on £700 with one counter left to play.
Oh, I'm very pleased with that. Thank you.
I know,
very much.
Barbara. Next question. In which Olympic sport are a bow and arrow used, Diane?
Archery.
To hit a target. Yes, it is archery. So, Diane, are you going to go again or would you like to pass this time?
I'm going to pass this time to Barbara.
Barbara,
you.
Your chance to get into the machine. Where would you like to play?
I'm going to go for drop zone 1 and hope it goes over to the right-hand side.
Nice strategy. Light up drop zone 1, please.
Thank you.
So, let's get the timing right here, Barbara. Let's get something in.
Thank you.
Get you some money.
That's a flat.
What side do you want?
OK, stayed on its edge.
Right
but
side.
The right side for you if you want
Is
it there.
Is it going to go nice and flat?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on then.
You just need a little
bit
for
girl.
That.
Come Come to Barbara.
Oh, there. Oh, that's enough, I think.
Let's have some over.
Oh, no. Barbara, I'm afraid nothing from your first drop.
Not this time.
Very unlucky.
Not this time. You've still got two counters left, though.
Thank you.
Next question. Swahili is the language primarily spoken on which continent? Diane.
Africa.
It is Africa, yes. Do you want to play or pass?
Play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone one and hopefully clean up what Barbara has left.
Thank you.
Hanging over.
There we go. Let's see. Light up drop zone one.
Nice bunch hanging there, isn't it?
There is, yeah.
Hopefully there's enough counters on the top too.
Yeah, that's the top.
That's the
top
exactly.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. You got it down.
Ah, yes.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you get hold of them?
Gonna get a load here.
I need it to go right. To go right.
Oh, three. Well
not
done.
So many.
£150 there, Diane.
Thank you.
Let's take that from the machine and put it straight into your bank. That puts you up on £200 with one counter left.
Thank you.
Next question. In the novel Great Expectations, how is the character Philip Pirrip better known? Barbara.
Pip.
Yes, he is known as Pip. Would you like to play, Barbara, or would you like to pass?
I think I'm going to play because I still think there's some counters to come over on drop zone one.
OK.
So I'm going to go for drop zone one and, again, hope it goes to the right-hand side.
Line up drop zone one for us, please.
Wrong side. Never mind. Goes down flat. Might dislodge something.
Oh, oh no!
Oh, no, it's rising as well.
It is. Can we get anything here for Barbara? Come on now, machine.
Might have a little fish.
Oh, no, it just nothing. Slides up and over, Barbara. So you've got one counter left to put in the machine.
Thank you.
Next question. Which Australian singer's tours have included Showgirl? Barbara.
Kylie Minogue.
And Kiss Me Once. Yes, Barbara. Right, would you like to play, Barbara, or would you like to pass?
I'm going to have another go at it, Ben, I think. I've got to go with that drop zone one and just hope that it's going to come out something for me.
OK, load up drop zone one. It's your last counter, Barbara.
I know.
Come on now, make it a good machine.
Come on, machine. I'm relying on you.
Yes,
well,
that's on the right side.
Now lay down
flat. Let's get it flat. Oh, it's flat.
It's flat.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's now, a big push.
Are you going to split them? Or are you going to get
just
round
a few
it?
Over. Come on.
Go on, go on, go on, go on. Oh, oh,
no.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
It's just the one, Barbara. But it's an important one right now because that's £50 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank
so
you.
That's £50 in your bank. Barbara, you have used all three counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
Thank you.
Next question. The letters L and V make up the monogram logo of which French fashion company? Ross.
Louis Vuitton.
Correct. Now then, Ross, you've waited very patiently. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I think I'm going to have to play, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Line up drop zone one for us, please. So this is your first counter into the machine, Ross. You've been waiting while the others have been trying.
Let's see if it's paid off.
Oh, left.
Wrong side.
Still get something over?
Yeah, let's go in.
Three.
Two for you, Ross.
I'm not on zero.
We can take that £100 and put it into your bank. So, £100, you've got two counters left to play. Next question. What boy's name, beginning with T, was a slang term for British soldiers? Diane.
Tommy.
That's right, in World War I. Now, Diane, would you like to play or pass?
I'm definitely going to have to play this one.
Where are you going?
We're going to go on the right side of drop zone one, please.
Let's
Ben.
See if we can make that happen. Light it up, please.
It's actually more nerve-wracking pressing the button than answering the question. No.
That's gone hard left there. Not quite the side you wanted. It is flat, though.
We're still going to get a big push, though.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Can we get that mystery counter over, maybe?
Oh, no!
Not enough.
Oh, no.
Not quite far enough over, Diane, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
So you stay on £200. Your
Thank
three
you.
Counters are now used up for the time being you're out of the round. Next question. What relation to you is your father's brother? Ross.
Uncle.
It is your uncle. You're absolutely right. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to have to play, please.
Where are you going?
Drop zone one, please.
Fire it up again, please. Seventh counter into drop zone one now.
Oh, that's
this could
very
be spot
good.
On.
Yeah.
Ross, well done.
Oh, no.
You can never tell where the gaps are. Your second counter goes in and you draw a blank. You have one left.
Yeah.
Nigel, you have one left as well. Next question. The space agency NASA has its mission control in which Texan city? Ross.
Houston.
Yes, it is. Houston, Texas. Ross, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I think I'm going to have to play, please.
Where are you going?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Light it up.
Wrong side.
Anywhere's good, isn't it, right now, the way it's set up?
Oh my God. Look at this lot, Kevin.
Come on, come over.
Oh! Yes.
That deserves a round of applause.
What a drop!
That is unbelievable.
That is 15 counters across the tipping point. £750 with one drop.
Wow.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
That takes it in the lead.
Puts you in the lead with £850. You have used all three counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So, Nigel, just you left in because it's just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine.
OK.
Here we go then, Nigel. Which actor played the title role in the 2005 film The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Steve Guttenberg.
It's not Guttenberg. It's Steve Carell is the answer. So, we steal the last counter from you. That is a last gasp for Barbara, because there is now one counter in the penalty pot. As things stand, Ross has £850, Nigel £700, Diane £200 and Barbara £50. But it's not over yet. There is now one counter in the penalty pot. Up for grabs right now, I'm going to ask you all one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put this counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. So, Barbara, you need to give me the right answer, if you can, to try and get through to the next
round.
Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. Aussie is an informal term. Barbara.
An Australian.
Barbara, let me give you the rest of the question. Aussie is an informal term for a native or inhabitant of which country?
Oh, just Australia.
Of course, the answer's Australia. You've given me Australian and we just can't accept it, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
We have to freeze you out.
Okay.
So, Barbara is frozen out. Ross, Diane, Nigel, the counter is still up for grabs for one of you three. The Union Jack is red, white and which other colour? Ross.
Blue.
It is red, white and blue, of course it is. So, Ross wins the counter. You get to put it into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone two, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone two. Double sitting there as well, isn't it? A few on the top shelf.
Yep. Fingers crossed.
Perfect.
Hopefully.
Flat. Get it
is there
flat.
A gap back there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is there going to be enough of a shove on this, though, Ross?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they will.
Yeah. Can we extend your lead? They are staying where they are. So, Ross, you won the penalty pot, but we can't add any more to your score, so they stay as they were. Ross is still leading on £850. Nigel, £700. Diane has £200. Barbara, I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid with £50, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben. It's been great.
So, join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Ross, Diane and Nigel have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Ross, you are leading, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to put one of the others in front of you?
I'm going to go first, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Ross.
That's a good idea, Ross.
Every time you get a right answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. You ready?
OK, ready.
Your time starts now. The Chamber of Secrets and the Deathly Hallows are part of which series of books
Harry
by J.K. Rowling? Correct. Which South African leader said, "It always seems impossible until it's done"?
Nelson Mandela?
Correct. In the TV series Family Guy, what is the first name of the Griffin's eldest son?
Chris.
Correct. The term Martians refers to the supposed inhabitants of which planet?
Mars.
Correct. According to the Bible, the Ark of the Covenant contains which set of guiding principles?
Pass.
The Ten Commandments. Southwold is a popular English tourist resort in which county?
Sussex.
Suffolk. It was Suffolk. And Ross, I have to say, you kept your focus, even though we had a big ambient drop in the middle of that. Unfortunately, those counters will have to be removed. The double will get put back into the machine. Ross, you got four correct. Well done.
Thank you.
Where would you like to start?
I think I'm going to go drop zone three, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone three. Oh, that's a quick, clean drop.
Inside.
Yeah. Can you get the mystery? Yes, you can. Well done, Ross. £100 for those two counters across the tipping points. And you got yourself a mystery prize as well, which is a family ticket to Madame Tussauds in London.
Oh, brilliant, thank you.
You've got three more to put in, Ross. Where are you going to go now?
I'm going to give drop zone four a try, please, Ben.
OK, load up drop zone four for us, please. Another bouncy old drop. Can you get anything here? So one more falls for you as you stack that tipping point. Another £50 across and into the wind zone, so you're up to £150. Two more to go, Ross.
Drop zone four again, please.
OK, light up drop zone four. That's a ghost
that's
drop.
That's a good one.
That's weird.
It was on the right.
Controlled it down nicely, didn't it? It's flat. What do you think, Ross?
Two or three, maybe, hopefully. Those in the bottom corner, hopefully.
You're going to get them a few more, maybe. Three more for Ross, another £150. You're up to £300 in the machine. You've got one more to put in.
It's been good to me, so I'm going to go number four again, please, Ben.
OK, slide up drop zone four. And I need it towards the left, but there is that gap, isn't there?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens here. They're there. Now.
We can get that one right on the edge over.
Is it going to ride? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it
is.
Might be able to give the other one a little shove, though. Look.
Tried for you, Ross. Nearly. Got a nudge, but it wasn't enough. So, you stay on £300. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That means, Ross, you finish up on £1,150. Well done. Okay. So, Nigel, we're coming to you now.
Okay.
It's your choice. Would you like to go next, or would you like Diane to go?
I'm going to go first.
OK, 30 seconds for Nigel, please. Your time starts now. Fish and chips are traditionally served with which green mushy vegetable?
Mushy peas.
Correct. Which Oscar-winning actress has been given the media nickname J-Law?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lawrence. Which unit of measurement is equal to 4,840 square yards?
Pass.
An acre. Eliza and Lizzie are shortened forms of which girl's name?
Elizabeth.
Correct. In the human body, which hormone stimulates the development of male characteristics?
Testosterone.
Correct. No Holding Back is the 2013 autobiography of which Britain's Got Talent judge?
Simon Carr.
Amanda Holden. Oh, OK, no worries, Nigel. You've got three correct answers. Okay. Three counts to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Let's have drop zone four for Nigel, please. Drop, you get down.
Come on. Take a few over. Go on.
Yes. There's a few. We need nine to draw up with Ross.
Oh,
go on.
Wow.
So nice start. Nigel, five across the tipping point with your first counter, £250. Where now?
I'll go for drop zone four, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone four, please. Can you get that little cluster on the edge between three and four?
Go left.
There you go.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah,
don't
that's
ride,
it.
Don't ride.
Enough hanging over.
Right.
Four more counters.
It's flat.
Four that we need, Nigel.
Got it. Come
on. Do you think he's got it? Ross thinks he's got it.
Ooh. Well done.
I think he's
going to
get
that's a big, yes.
Yes, he has. Well done. Nigel, that's four more across the tipping point.
Very nice.
Another £200. OK, you've got one more to put in.
I'm going to have another go at drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four one last time. For Nigel, this will be the seventh one in now, Nigel. During the game, can you get one more round and take the lead?
If you can go to the left, you're still
Oh,
yes.
Made its way there. I was listening to you, Dan.
You talked it in, Dan.
Yeah.
We're a teamwork, Nigel.
Come on. Just push that one over the edge there. Oh, I've left it for you, Diane, I think.
I have a lot to catch up on.
So nothing more with your final drop, Nigel.
Well.
Which means things are very close indeed. Let's take the 450 from the machine and put it into your bank. We can see that that draws you absolutely level with Ross. You both have £1,150. Well done. So, Diane, we come to you.
OK.
Ready?
Yes.
30 seconds for Diane, please. Your time starts now. It's traditional to wear what colour on St Patrick's Day?
Green.
Correct. In the theatre, a soliloquy is usually performed by how
Pass.
Many actors? One. Which food item associated with Cornwall was originally designed as a portable
pasty.
Lunch?
Correct.
Cornish pasty. The mythological Himalayan Yeti is also known as the abominable what?
Snowman.
Correct. Famous for their fairy tales, in which present-day country were the brothers Grimm born?
Germany.
Correct. In the title of the BBC panel game, what do the initials QI stand for?
Pass.
Quite interesting. The Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum is located in which Scottish city?
Glasgow.
It is Glasgow. Unfortunately, out of time. So, Diane, you've got four right.
OK.
Four counters to put into the machine.
I'm going to go to drop zone three.
OK.
Please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three, please. Between three and four, isn't there? And that double on the left.
I need to go to the right of drop zone. Or the left.
I don't know.
You're talking well. Talking well.
Let's get that flat, though.
Oh, no, we've ridden.
That's cruel.
I can't afford to waste them.
No, you can't.
I sort of think about the years of my life, isn't it?
You've got three left, Diane.
Drop zone three again.
Line up drop zone three. There we go, down and flat. Oh, and there's one in front of four. I think that might be riding, though.
Come on, guys. Come on. Yes!
Yes! So, Diane, six across the tipping points. £300. Where now?
We'll go drop zone three again, Ben, for the little cluster that's hanging over.
OK, line up drop zone three. 13 counters now, Diane.
I need 13 counters.
Come on.
Yes.
It's certainly been done, Diane.
Have you got a double two?
And, yeah, I'm going to get that through. Exactly.
Split these, it could be interesting.
Come on. We can do it.
Very interesting. Right. So you're down to your last counter.
Oh, dear.
Put one there again.
I'm going to have to go drop zone three again.
Light up drop zone three.
It's not close enough.
We're gonna do it. Oh. Diane, it wasn't a million miles away from being a big drop. Unfortunately, nothing falls for that last counter. So we take the £300 from the machine and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, it means that both Ross and Nigel are tied on £1,150. I'm afraid, Diane, that means with £500, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much for a brilliant day.
So it's Ross and Nigel who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000. All you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, rain, B, fog, or C, thunder. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Hello and welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Ross and Nigel. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of them will be taking on our machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000.
I do.
So,
nice.
Level pegging at the moment. Both of you have £1,150. But, Ross, you were leading going into the last round. which means you get to choose. Would you like to take the first question, or would you like Nigel to have it?
I am going to regret this, and I'm going to pass it.
Nigel, you get the first question. Here we go. Okay. In 2014, Mark Wahlberg replaced Shia LaBeouf as the lead actor in which series of films? You can pass it if you're not sure. Have you seen any of them?
No, I've not, so I'm going to pass this one.
OK. So Nigel doesn't know. Ross, have you got any ideas?
I have many ideas, and I'm pretty much 100% sure I know the answer.
OK.
It's Transformers.
Let's find out. Is it the Transformers? Yes, it is. Ross, well done. You steal the first counter. You get to put it in the machine.
Going to have to try Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3 for us.
Just hope these come over.
Is that where you thought? Can't tell, can you?
No, I really can't.
Let's get it flat.
Okay. It's flat.
That's half the battle.
I think you're okay there, Ross.
Should get them over.
If something goes over, I'm
okay. Silver one on the top moves. But...
No! That's what I was worried about. That's what I passed.
You're right.
OK, it's time for your first question, Ross.
OK.
In which Shakespeare play does the character Shylock demand a pound of flesh in exchange for an unpaid loan?
Well, I actually have a drama degree, so my tutors would kill me if I got this wrong. I'm going to play, please, Ben.
OK, go on then, Ross, what you got?
The Merchant of Venice.
Merchant of Venice. Nigel, you're nodding. You'd have said the same.
I think so.
Let's find out. Is it the Merchant of Venice? Yes. All those years at uni, not wasted after all.
No. I learned something.
Right then, Ross.
Got to be Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please.
I think you're going to get it this time.
Will it go? Let's find out. We've been waiting.
Come on.
Can
I think
work?
You're going to get some lateral movement, even if you don't get it too below it.
Sure, it's flat, but...
No, you're going to get lateral movement anyway.
Hopefully, come on. Oh, there's one. Will it do any damage?
Here we go.
Come
on.
Go on.
Here we go.
Oh! Didn't fall where we thought it was going to go, but you did get your hands on the double, Ross. So, yep. One across the tipping point, and we can double it up because it is, of course, one of our doubles, so another £50. So that's £100 that we take from the machine and put into your bank. So you move up to £1,250. Nigel, we come back to you for your second question. Gotham is a nickname given to which American city?
I can only think of one answer, and I think I'll play it. I think I'll say New York.
Let's find out. Is the answer New York? Yes, it is.
Wow.
Gotham, of course, is the city in Batman, but it's also the nickname for New York. So, here we go. You've got a chance to catch up. Ross is £100 ahead of you.
OK.
Where are you going to go?
It's going to have to be Drop Zone 3, I think. Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3.
I want to avoid those gaps. Oh, that's a gap, but it might knock it over. Come on, knock it over.
Something
yes.
You need.
Come on.
Double shove.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Oh, you got it.
Well done, Nigel. 9 counters across the tipping point, £450. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,600. Ross, you're on £1,250.
Wow.
And Ross, time for your second question. Which character in the hit TV sitcom Friends is played by Matthew Perry? You can pass this to Nigel if you're not sure.
It's on all the time in our house, so I'm going to play this one.
Yep.
Matthew Perry plays Chandler.
OK, let's find out. Is the answer Chandler? Yeah, Chandler Bing, of course. Ross, now then, we need to strike back. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go Drop Zone 2, please, Ben.
OK, light up Drop Zone 2, please. Is that far enough or not?
I think you can just tip that one on the off that you want.
There's a couple there. There's a bit of a gap in front.
Can still go.
No! Another counter in, but nothing over the tipping point. So, time for your third question, Nigel.
OK.
At the start of a game of chess, a total of how many playing pieces are on the board?
I'm going to take this, because I actually am not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure You will be. So, shake your head. I'm going to go for 32.
Let's find out. Is the answer 32? Yes. Well done, Nigel.
Okay. Right, never to back yourself in life, so.
You've never played chess in your life?
No.
Goodness me. Right, Nigel, where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to have to go for drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2, and you'd be more successful.
I like it on that right-hand side.
Oh, interesting.
That's not going to help a lot.
Again, there's a bit never too know. Much of a gap lateral, in front, isn't there?
A bit of lateral movement. Oh my word.
So you had a bit of a ambient drop at the end of that, which dropped a few on and nudged across further. But still they're clinging on there, Nigel.
Yeah.
So back to Ross for the final question. The name of the meat dish goulash comes from which European language?
I'm sure I read this the other day. You know how something gets stuck in the back of your mind?
Yeah, you know when you're reading about goulash.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always read about goulash.
Yeah, me too, Nigel. Can't get enough of the stuff.
You know what, I'm going to have to play. I've got to take the risk. I'm pretty sure, now I've been sat here thinking about it for a while, it's Hungarian.
Hungarian, let's find out. Is the answer Hungarian? Yes, it is. Well done. So here we go. 7 counters between
you. Ask. I'm going to have to go drop zone 2, I think.
Let's load up drop zone 2, please. All or nothing now, Ross. Is that in the gap?
I think that's just going to go into the gap, that.
Oh, and ride. As well.
Unlucky.
We can't add any more to your score, so at the end of the round, it is Nigel who is today's winner with £1,600. Wow. Well done, Nigel.
Thank you.
Ross, I'm afraid that means with £1,250, we have found your tipping point. But, of course, you have won your tickets to the Waxworks Museum, so have a good time on us, Ross. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben. It's been brilliant.
Nigel, congratulations. You are today's winner. In
Thank
a couple
you.
Of minutes, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine.
Wow.
It's a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better. So you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Thank you.
Can Nigel master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts, A, Rain, B, Fog or C, Thunder. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Nigel is our winner today. Well done, Nigel. You got yourself £1,600.
Okay.
Do you expect to get this far?
I'm really pleased just to be here this far. To get £1,600 is anything else is a bonus.
You've played a great game so far.
Thank you.
And as you say, £1,600 is a nice amount of money. Mm. £10,000, though.
Even better.
That would be really lovely. What would you do with the money if you were to win?
Well, we have a son who now lives in Australia, and we particularly like to go out and see him in Australia, so that'll be a real bonus, particularly the 10,000 will be a massive help.
What a great way to spend the money. What we need to do is get it for you,
yep.
And let's hope we can do that.
Yeah.
Time to find out whether Nigel's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask him to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do if you want to go home with £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you 6 question categories. For each category, you can choose to play 1, 2 or 3 counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. Of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we do still have one double counter in the machine. It doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to everything else in there. So it's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't claim the jackpot, you still get money for every other counter that falls for you during this endgame. Of course, we really, really want you to go home with £10,000. So we've got to put the jackpot counter into the machine. Nigel, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go for drop zone 1 and hope it all falls left against that wall.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. we'll get the £10,000 out.
Let's do just that. Light up drop zone one, please.
Oh,
okay, not the side you want.
No. But that's all there to be had. There's plenty coming off this, I hope.
That's three across the tipping point with your first drop. It's a good start. £150.
It's a good start.
So let's add in £150. So you go from 1,600 to 1,750. Jackpot counter is nice and flat. Let's take a look at the end game subjects. Art, geography, science, food and drink, mythology and sport.
One of my least favourite subjects is mythology, so that's not going to get answers straight away.
OK. Well, we can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, give me your first one and for how many counters?
Geography for three, please.
OK, we're going to start with geography for three counters, please. Khartoum is the capital of which African country? Sudan, Somalia or Nigeria?
It just doesn't feel right for it to be Somalia or Nigeria. I'm probably wrong, so I'm going to have a go at Sudan.
Sudan?
Yeah.
Should we light that up?
Yeah, light it up.
OK, we're going to take Sudan. Let's find out. Is Khartoum the capital of Sudan? Yes, it is.
Whoa. Thank you.
So Abuja is Nigeria.
OK.
And Mogadishu in Somalia.
Right.
Three counters. Drop zone one.
Yep, drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please.
Right behind. Right behind. Oh, no, it's gone to the place I wish the counter was.
That's where you wanted the jackpot, didn't it? But that's right.
It's riding anyway,
okay,
so...
OK, let's not worry about that one. Going to get enough to put in, so we're going to pepper the drop zone.
Yeah.
OK, drop someone again.
Yeah.
Light it up, please.
Come on, smack on it this time.
Go on.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't ride.
No,
don't
B-flat.
Ride. B-flat.
Yes, it is. The only thing, it might slide...
To the left, I think. Yeah.
A little bit. That's OK, though.
Bit of movement. And yep. Hopefully we get something across.
Just tacking it up. Drop zone one again.
Yes, please. Drop zone
far
one.
Far up, please.
Come on, it's got to be in the right place.
Not there.
Not this time. Gonna have to hope get a couple over at least.
Wow! So, £1,750. Jackpot counter, be getting it towards the edge of that top shelf. Let's go back to the categories.
Okay. Well, food and drink should be something I know something about. So I'll go for a food and drink, please, for free.
OK, food and drink question for three counters, please. In Greek cuisine, what type of dish is stifado?
OK.
Stew, kebab or cake? Do you know your Greek cuisine?
Well, I certainly know it's not cake. I certainly know it's not kebab, so it's going to have to be stew.
Process of elimination, we're going to stew.
Oh, yeah, I think I know it's stew.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take stew, please. If you were in Greece and you ordered stifado, would you get a stew? Yes! Well done.
Thank you.
Another one on the money. So, three counters.
Yeah.
Drop zone one.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please.
I have to wait for the right moment here.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind it.
Oh. Just took that last little flick left, didn't it?
I just like to go to that side, don't I? Come on, let's have some counters over.
Whoa!
Oh.
Two across the tipping point, including the one on the floor. That's £100 goes in.
OK. Good.
Two more to put in.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
I need one in the right place.
Landed
there,
dead,
thereabouts.
Now, if that goes flat...
Yeah.
Oh, no! It almost bounced up.
Tempting fate there, Ben.
It's going to go on.
Oh.
One more to put in.
Drop some one again, please, Ben.
One, please.
Come on. We need it in the right place. On the side again. OK, I've got to hopefully see a few drop over here.
Yes. Oh, getting them slowly.
Yeah.
So that's another two. Let's add another £100. So we're up to £1,950 in the bank. No movement on the jackpot counter. That's being very stubborn.
OK.
But we're filling the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the categories.
I think I will go for sport this time, Ben, please. And I will go for three again.
Sport for three counters this time, please. Prince Albert of Monaco has represented his country in which Olympic sport? Sailing, fencing or bobsleigh?
I can't imagine a Prince Albert of Monaco would be allowed to bobsleigh. So I'm tied between sailing and fencing, and I think he's more likely to be a fencer. So let's go for fencing.
Should we light up fencing?
Yeah, fencing.
We're going to take fencing, please. Is the answer fencing? It was bobsleigh.
Really?
He competed in five Olympics in the bobsleigh.
Never, ever heard that before.
That fooled us all. Let's go back to the categories.
I think I'm going to go for science and fingers crossed for three, please.
OK, crossing our fingers for a three counter question on science, please. Britain, Frederick Sanger, is the only person to have won two Nobel Prizes in which category? Medicine, chemistry and physics. He said ouch when they came up.
Yeah, because I've never heard of Frederick Sanger.
OK, Frederick Sanger.
I think we'll go for medicine, Ben, please.
Shall we light up medicine?
Yeah, fingers crossed, no idea, really.
We're going to take medicine. This is a complete stab in the dark. You think it's medicine? It's chemistry.
No idea. No idea.
1958 was his work on insulin, and 1980 was his sequencing on DNA work.
Good for him.
Let's have a look at the categories.
I'll go for mythology. I'm still going to go for three.
Yeah.
Because I think you've got to go for it at this
the
stage.
The right answer's in there, isn't it? You just need to find it. Mythology for three counters. In Roman mythology, what was Ceres the goddess of? The moon, agriculture or war?
Agriculture just sounds totally out of the box. So I'm going to take that one out and probably find out it's going to be right. But I remember hearing something about Ceres being a crater on the moon or something like that. So I'm going to go for the moon, I think.
Should we light up the moon?
Yeah, let's go for the moon.
We're going to take the moon, please. Ceres, was she the goddess of the moon?
Please. No!
Agriculture. It's from the Latin cerealis.
OK.
Let's have a look at the last category that we've been saving. We've got art.
Well, I'm going to go for three, whatever.
Oh, OK.
I think. So, yeah, go for three for art. Let's just go for it.
Brilliant. Three for art, please. In 2014, it was confirmed, after decades of debate, that a self-portrait hanging in Buckland Abbey was of which Dutch artist? Vermeer, Jan Steen or Rembrandt?
I'm just going to go for the one that shouts out at me and I'm going to say Rembrandt.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
OK, we're going to take Rembrandt, please.
Come on.
Is the answer Rembrandt? Yes! Whoa! Come on!
No. I'm still going to go for Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Right, let's do it. Light up Drop Zone 1, please. There you go.
Oh, it's in the right place. Come on, get over. In one.
OK, so that's what we knew we were going to have to get one behind it.
I knew that was going to happen.
Put another one there.
That's the idea.
Drop Zone 1.
Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
Again. Oh.
No, that's not a million.
As long as it doesn't ride. Don't ride.
Be flat, be flat, be flat, be flat. Oh. Oh, that's frustrating. One more to go.
Okay, let's go for Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Okay, load up Drop Zone 1, please.
Get it over it. Ah, wrong spot.
Is that even going to give us anything else? Oh, hold on.
Where did that come from? Come on, knock a few over.
Yes!
Oh,
another!
A mystery prize.
I feel like we've won the jackpot. Nigel, we got six counters across the tipping point with your last drop. £300 goes in, £2,250. and you got your mystery counter.
I know, I'm pleased
with that. The prize dropped, which is a Michelin-recommended UK overnight break, courtesy of buyagift.com.
Fantastic.
Which will be a lovely, lovely stay.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. That's
so, look, we're out of questions, we're out of categories. At this stage, I'm sure you know, I usually offer you a trade for the money that you've got so far. Three counters to put into the machine in the hope of getting the jackpot out. Given how it's gone, I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I think, you know, I was right to go for that drop zone. If it had gone to the side, it could well be over, but it's not going to go from that point, so I'm going to take the money I've got. Thanks, Ben.
I think that's very wise. Thank Nigel, you. Very well done.
Thank you very much.
You've been a great contestant. It's been a great game up until that end game. Those questions. £2,250. That's a nice amount of money.
It's lovely. Yeah, I'm very, very pleased. It can go towards us going away, so that's fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. Nigel, you've been a great contestant. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
So Nigel leaves with £2,250. He's off for a night away somewhere in the UK as well. A little bit of romance. What about that? Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.